We're sitting down with John McCool, Senior VP with DSSD. How's your EMC world going so far?
It's been great. Great day.
Well, DSSD is like the hottest rage now going with EMC. I'm sure customers, prospects, everyone's asking questions, wanting to know more. It was a big deal last year, but it was shrouded under quite a bit of mystery. So now that mystery has been revealed. Tell us a little bit more about the platform.
Yeah, it was great to see us up on the main stage today on a slide in the keynote. So that was very exciting.
Slides are always a good sign of progress.
We're making some headway. So we've been out in the market since the 29th of February with our general availability release. And just a ton of excitement. I think people really looking at new ways to impact their business using analytics, deeply attracted to the platform.
So help segment out where DSSD makes sense. I mean, because we're talking about rack scale flash, which is not necessarily a new concept, but your approach is certainly novel. Where does this make sense, and where are your core use cases for this?
Sure. You know, we had to define a new name because we do think about it as a new segment. So if you look at people who really wanted to go fast and drive high-performance analytics, they had two choices. One was to go with direct-attached storage, direct-attached flash, which has tremendous performance, but you end up with pools of data. You can't share them. You lose the attributes of reliability that you had in traditional all-flash arrays. The challenge with all-flash arrays has been kind of the adoption of legacy performance. So living with the limitations of iSCSI or some of the scale-out architectures of Fibre Channel, when the folks thought about DSSD, they thought, is there another way to take the basic performance of flash and make that available to compute? So that was the nature of rack scale flash.
So what does this mean in terms of these guys, and we know some of these people that have had to cobble together infrastructures to get to the IO or, you know, whatever metrics they needed for success, whether it's transactionally focused or whatnot. How does this change the game for them once they put this to work?
Yeah, that's the question that comes up with all our customers. Okay, great, you have this performance. I understand how it works. What do I actually do with it? And we found that customers in different areas have to live with some of this complexity, and they forget what they had to do with the limitations of the technology they had. So, for example, in high-performance databases, people have built up application complexity to take multiple copies. So if they want to do analytics on their database, they might take a snapshot in time or create multiple views on separate infrastructure to work around the lack of performance. And, you know, when we start to talk about the performance that we get with our high-performance database solution, this light bulb moment comes on. Like, oh, you mean I might not have to take a copy anymore. I might not have to do this. So it translates to efficacy of their IT workshop and their application complexity overall. For other folks in high performance, you know, EDA or technology segments, they've had to build out a lot of throughput in their fiber channel networks to get the capacity and not necessarily need all the storage. So they see this as a reduction in footprint. You know, like I can take something and reduce it to 1/6 of the footprint with a rack scale flash DSSD implementation. And then when you think about what we're doing with HDFS, it's really reducing the replication of data. So you could not decouple compute from storage in an HDFS application. It just scales linearly, both. But with the what we have with DSSD, we've allowed you to decouple compute and storage and actually reduce the storage footprint as a result.
So let's talk about the platform a little bit more. I mean, these use cases and the problems that that users have faced that need this type of performance are well understood, and you did well highlight those. But DSSD is fundamentally different than the way most have looked at storage, right? So walk us through from an architecture standpoint, the switching's different, the interface cards are different, and the drives are different too, and some of the technology that underlies those. But maybe walk us through some of those key elements too.
Sure. Actually, it's easier to think about if you take it from the compute side. So if you're looking at direct attached storage, you have flash connected directly to the compute through NVMe, and you know the new NVMe standard to take and exploit flash. What if you could just extend that out of the box? So basically take that storage device and move it outside into an array. And then what if you could pool that storage across multiple of those NVMe connections? So that's what we've done. We built our own flash modules. They're not the same as traditional drives. So rather than have a controller that manages all the flash within that drive, we manage it, all 18,000 die inside this box, in a central way. So we can get better wear leveling, we can get better endurance out of that flash over time than you can with a traditional approach.
And then connecting the storage to the rest of the servers or compute infrastructure is a little bit new too.
Exactly. So we supply a client card, a PCIe, effectively a translation device, and we're all have complete high reliability components. So there's two connections, two PCI connections that go from that card to two separate control modules in the D5. It's fully redundant, so if one fails, the other one can take over. Then it has all the traditional capability in terms of reliability you expect from an all-flash array. So redundant fans, redundant power supplies, which you didn't get with that direct attached storage model.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So speaking of redundancy, and this isn't quite redundancy, but the announcement you've got here at the event is we've got two D5s now, capabilities. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing there.
If you like one, two's even better. So double the fun. Effectively, what we've done is a single client attaches to a D5 in the traditional use case. And what we found starting to work with customers in the high-performance database arena is they said, well, how about if you could stripe across two of them and effectively stripe data across two of these by putting in two of your cards? And that's actually what we did. So it turns out the performance is linear. We double the capacity and double the performance and keep the same latency over our product that we introduced back in February.
So it's only been 2 months since you went GA with it. In that period of time, in addition to offering this new integration, what else have you learned in just those few weeks now that you've unlocked this additional performance with your customers?
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting to come in and help to shape and define a new segment, because you do learn a lot from your customers. The whole concept of the dual D5 was really customer generated. We're seeing a lot of interest in terms of technical applications running on top of the box with file systems, reduction in wall clock time that translates to savings in personnel, time to market, and then with the HDFS use case. I think what's been interesting for us is the fact that many customers have these environments together, in the same location. It's not this customer is a high performance database shop. People are looking at migrating applications to new technologies, and are looking at the D5 as an analytics platform that could cut across all those three use cases.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and as you think about all the enablement that starts to take place as you unwrap these layers and provide more direct access to the storage, it's pretty cool. The idea of storage over fabric isn't entirely new, and obviously DSSD has been working at this for several years. What is it about what your group's been able to overcome from a technology challenges perspective that's maybe not necessarily unique to your group, but clearly there was a lot there to overcome? What were some of those key learnings, and what did you find out there that'll help you drive the next version?
That's a great question. I mean, I think you had to, and when I talked to the founders, they really threw out some of the conventional wisdom. You needed to have a iSCSI stack. You needed to have a fiber channel, and looked at this purely from a performance capability that was intrinsic in the media, and worked their way backwards. And by doing that, that led to a number of design decisions. Okay, we can actually have a form factor for media that can actually increase the density on a single rack. We can reduce the latency by getting rid of all the client software that may not be necessary for those legacy protocols. So it was just a complete ground-up rethinking of the architecture. And, you know, you see that extending now with what people are looking at with the NVMe over Fabrics, kind of endorsing this approach, if you will.
So how does it change, or what are the different dynamics when you look at the D5 as part of a VC implementation? I know there's a couple ways that it can be consumed. Is there anything different there in terms of the go-to-market and how the customer experiences it?
Yeah, I think, VCE, also we're talking to partners who are interested in building solution practices and really focusing their efforts on customer outcomes. So we talked a lot today about NVMe, PCIe, different interconnect technologies. At the end of the day, being able to come in with a rack and assure an outcome on an HDFS platform has a lot of value. And people trying to get to business results faster are going to be very interested in those type of consumption models.
Yeah, we talked about some of the technologies, and we had a podcast already with Danny Cobb and talking about the emerging technologies. And this is one of the really unique platforms that EMC offers and is maybe the most capable of taking advantage of some of these new things, cross-point, new memory, new storage, whatever, going forward. That must also be pretty exciting for you, too, from a development or an engineering perspective, to have that much opportunity and to have control over so many aspects of it, where normally you'd buy out a lot of those components.
Exactly.
Well, that's quite a bit of fun. I assume DSSD is out on the show floor.
We're out on the show floor. We have 7 sessions, a number of customer meetings. So it's really great to be out in the open and past Quantum Leap and really engaging with the community.
Well, I'm sure there'll be plenty of action around the booth as people check out the D5 and poke it and see what those boards really look like if you let them pull them apart and see what's inside. But certainly, thank you for your time, John. Appreciate you sitting down with us. And we're excited about what you have going on in the future.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.